Love me some Dennis Miller, and he's got a new sports podcast out weekly, Red Circle Sports with Dennis Miller. And a lot of people, if you forgot, not only did he do SNL, but he did Monday Night Football. So that's the sports tie-in. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
Torg, Elliot, what's happening, teenagers?
Well, he shows up like John Daly at happy hour, for Christ's sake.
You encapsulated my entire career there, brother.
Red Circle Sports, we know you're a big sports fan, a Pittsburgh guy, but you've had your hand in sports for years and years. How long has the podcast been going? I was looking at, you get good guests. You've got terrific guests.
Well, it's only been around 2 months. I live right next to Norm Pattis. He's the head of podcasts. What? We're having breakfast together. We're talking sports. He said, why don't you do a podcast? This is fun. I said, well, you know, Norm, the world's so rancorous right now. I don't know if I want to talk politics again. I've been on a sojourn about that.
Yeah.
So we'll talk sports. So I've been trying it for 2 months now, and I've liked the podcast world so much that I talked to Norman the other day and said, yeah, I'll do one on politics too. So this would be, think of it as I have two now, and it's like a Boilermaker. And I guess the politics one will be the beer, and then this will be the shot after the sports.
Hey, who do you think Monday Night Football, they're looking for a color analyst, and they put the Brinks truck up for Peyton Manning, and I still think he eventually wants to get into either running a team or owning a team. Who would be perfect for that job? Because it's not an easy one. You know that.
Well, listen, it is kind of an easy job, but you have to go in and understand that you're either going to catch on or you're going to get whacked. My one admonition to them would be that they hire two people. I think the three-man booth... Listen, the three-man booth got a great rep because just Dandy Don was perfect at it. He was laconic, but he also threw, I think, for 25,000 yards of the show. So to find him again, I guess I was a stab, Kornheiser was a stab. I don't think that guy's out there anymore. You've got around 7 or 8 seconds to be glib when you're in that third shot, and then you feel like you're really not really helping the flow of the game because even if it's funny, it's a weird thing from left field. So I would go two-man booth. And I don't know who would be. I would pick somebody who had played. For sure.
Dennis Miller?
Is Sean McDonough still doing it?
No.
Who's the
He's doing Tariq? College. It's Joe Testitore.
Oh, Testitore. Yeah.
Hey, Dennis, let's do a little sports. And Ted, the Rams are going all in, man. Back in your neck of the woods, they pick up Brandon Cooks, man. They are going all in for this season.
I think will be a nice addition, better than Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins never really panned out for me. But listen, I like the kid out there. And it's funny to me that the one guy that seemed like an accelerated special is the kid who's, their coach is still in the amniotic sack, yet he feels he has to hustle it. You got other guys like Methuselah. They're 800 years old, and they're like, well, we're on a six-year plan. At least out there, they're in the kill zone, and I think they want to open that stadium big so they know they got to win now. So I kind of like the Rams' approach, but I do not dig I like Ogletree, too. He's gone. I'm not a Sioux fan. I don't know what he's going to bring.
Yeah, well, I'm a Lions guy, so I know all about him. The podcast is Red Circle Sports with Dennis Miller. We're into Masters Week here. You a big golf fan? Are you excited? They're calling it. This could be, now I know it's premature, but this may be one of the finer Masters in years.
Before we move to the Masters real quick, as a Lions fan, brother, how were you when Matt Miller went wide out 3 years in a row as a number one?
It was not quite the ineptness of the Browns, but I'll tell you, Lions fan, it's tough. At least there's a little, with Quinn and now the new coach from
Patricia.
Yeah, I mean, at least there's a light at the end of the tunnel at this point.
Yeah, it's the Vikings and the Packers. That's your light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, right. Eagles.
Yeah, but you got it. At least Patricia's a badass. I mean, the Detroit Lions, for God's sakes, you don't need them to be in a feet squad. You need them to be the Lions. So maybe you'll get it back to the old days. Let's see, Masters. It's funny to me. I remember they used to always go on that boat ride, those kids, the Young Turks, Rory and Spieth and Ricky
right.
Fowler, and they always had the fourth kid, who seemed to be like the unknown one who would just hang with them. And he's the beast now, right, Justin Thomas?
Yep.
So, I remember the quiet kid in the boat is the badass now. So I'm going to go with the quiet. That's my official I'm betting on the quiet kid in the boat because I think he watched other people be more popular than him for a while, and it's turned him into a stone killer.
Hey, Dennis, you haven't done, you mentioned the political podcast, and you haven't done your national radio show in a while, but just curious, you've always considered yourself a libertarian. Are you a Trump guy or a non-Trump guy?
Listen, on that ballot, they could have had two boxes, one that said Hillary and one that said not Hillary, and I was putting my scrawl in the not Hillary one.
Amen.
Trump has a lot of problems, but give him this. I do think his outer voice is a completely accurate depiction of his inner voice. And I don't think Hillary Clinton's inner voice and outer voice have ever even had a cup of coffee together.
You know, I was just telling this to Jerry the other day. The one thing that I really like about Trump is I've never met anyone in my life who pisses people off as much as he does. And it kind of makes me happy that people get so upset over a tweet or an Instagram post. It kind of makes me happy that one person could just make people so miserable over words on a screen.
Me too. Listen, Trump doesn't drink, so lighten up assets on Twitter before he dozes off as his cognac. And, I'm not sure he should be president in the first place because obviously he was born in Kenya. But that being said, I do like him.
Dennis Miller's with us, Red Circle Sports with Dennis Miller's the podcast. Of your celebrity friends that you know, who is the biggest sports fanatic that we'd have no idea they were into sports?
Well, Hanks is a Raiders fan out the wazoo. Tom signs every email to me. It says, throw deep, baby. I know Tom digs the vertical game and probably goes back to the Mad Bomber LaMonica with his affection for the Raiders, although they're killing them now going to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Big sports fan. We rented a bus, it must be 5-7 years ago, and toured 6 or 7 baseball parks with our kids at 6 or 7 nights, and we had such a freaking blast. And Tom would keep score in that scorebook, and I'd say, now here's a real fan, man. A guy who's sitting down there, you know, a guy gets a double and they darken in half of the
game. Oh, yeah. That's a lost art.
Yep. He loves that stuff.
And I saw, not to get too serious here, but I know we have limited time with you, Dennis Miller. I've been watching the Zen Diaries with Gary Shandling. You're featured throughout that. He was a guest on your show. I know you guys were buddies. When I lived out there in the 80s, I knew him, friend of a friend type thing, but I had been around him numerous times. First of all, so sorry about your loss. That was, I know it's been, 2 years now, but have you seen the Zen Diaries? And, boy, it's sad. The whole thing just made me sad.
Well, I saw the last hour and a half of it. I missed the beginning. I'll have to watch that, but Gary was, I used to go out when Gary was the host of The Tonight Show and sit there because he was buddies. I wasn't on anybody's dime or anything, and write jokes with him. And that's the best joke writer I ever sat in a room with. The guy was, his bing bang was beautiful, man. He was quick, on the draw, incisive, and we had an absolute blast. But, you know, Gary, as much as I knew Gary, I didn't know the burden with his brother. You know, I knew of it, but I didn't know it affected them that deeply. But, you know, what it reminded me of, brother, when I went to Graceland and you walked through the badges and the king's loaded in every anti-drug badge picture that he gets, and you're kind of laughing and chortling about Elvis's life, and then you come around that corner and there's his grave and there's the unborn, stillborn brother's grave, it reminds you, man, of the vagaries of life. I bet you the king, every day of his life, adult life, he was probably thinking, wait, I go on to be Elvis Presley, and that kid doesn't even get off the block?
Yeah.
It's a weird scene. So I think Gary had some of that when they showed the home movies of him and his brother laughing like that. I knew he was dinged. I didn't know it had hurt him.
Yeah, well, Mom did him no favor. He's got a bit, Torg. He says, I've never been married. I went on eHarmony. They matched me with a gun.
Trust me, there were much funnier times in a room with he and Saget where they did 2 hours of, commercial radio, I'll say, genitalia.
Yes.
Nothing funnier. That was the rubric that all the comics worked off of. You'd try to make penis jokes. And it would go on for hours. It was like the dozens, or you know what I mean? It was like a game people would play. And Shandling and Saget were the absolute kings of it.
Well, Red Circle Sports on Podcast One Network with Dennis Miller. Thanks so much, man. We appreciate the time.
Nice to talk to you, boys. Have a good one.
All right, see you, bye.